in 1,000 pieces just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Steven Crow with 29 points tonight, leading the way for the Badgers. 13:01 to play, Wisconsin 58, Bradley 44.
In the second half, we've seen Max Klesman morph into Jalen Pickett, and we've seen Steven Crow morph into Frank Kaminsky.
Although I would say that Klesman is not going, as Brad Underwood would say, booty ball. They're not backing him down from the half court. But he is busting into the lane, is Max Klesman. With the ball is Connor Hickman out front. High screen Mass. Hickman right side. At the top of the nine and top of the circle. Inside to Mass. Backing on Crow. Mast turns. Up right hand. And it rolls in for Rink Mast, who has 8. His first points of the second half. 58-46 Wisconsin. 12:40 remaining. Jordan Davis out front. Bradley goes back to a man-to-man. But the ball is Hepburn, top of the circle. Chucky throws to Klesman, left side, into Crow, left of the lane. He's with Mast, single coverage. Crow backing and backing, left lane line. Crow still backing, and he got fouled by Rink Mast. He's doing all he can. It's just been a rough for anybody trying to check Steven Crow right now. Mast guilty of the foul. That's his third.
Well, he's had Mast on a yo-yo string. He's taking him outside and bringing him back inside and backing him down.
Here's Hepburn. Baseline left, inbounds to Crow. Hands it back to Chucky. Outside left is Hepburn. Hickman defending Hepburn. A screen from Crow. Chucky at the top of the circle. Throws to Crow. Back to Hepburn. Chucky left side. Lets it fly left corner. And that's an air ball. It comes down to Rink Mast off the top of the nine. Deflection. 12:05 to play. 12-point lead, Wisconsin. Leon's left side. Throwing to Tavanian. Good gather on a tough pass. He's on the left wing, feeds Mast left elbow into Leon's, low in the left, and his shot rejected inside by Carter Gilmore. Jordan Davis down there as well.
Yeah, pretty good work by both of those players,
yes,
wasn't
sir.
It? Kind of a recovery, too, because when he caught the ball, I thought he had an easy layup.
Kamari McGee will check in for Wisconsin. In for Chucky Hepburn. Liberty leads Villanova 61-54 in the final half minute of that game. Tavanian, baseline left, inbounds to Mast, left elbow, gets it back to Tavanian. Davis defending it. Throw to Montgomery, gives to Leon's, baseline left, cut off by Gilmore, knocked it away, ball is loose, Mast diving, comes up with an upright hand, off the left side iron, rebound tapped and cleaned up by Kamari McGee. With 11:35 to play, 58-46 Wisconsin. McGee out front, high screen Crow. Kamari high on the right, throws to Crow, top of the circle. Hand off to Klesman. Klesman left side into Crow, left of the lane. Mast defending. Crow backing, mid-post left. Crow, his pass deflected and taken away. Tavanian with the deflection, a turnover, Wisconsin. Here's Zeke Montgomery throwing to Hickman. Open three, right corner. It's off the rim and out. Off the rim twice and out. And a scramble for the rebound. I think they're going to get McGee reaching in, battling with Malavi Leons. And the foul is assessed to Kamari. That'll be his first. As Crow comes out, got experimental rules. We always talk about the media timeouts. We're approaching the under 11-minute timeout. So buying a little time there as the inbounds pass goes to Montgomery. Feeds Connor Hickman out between the circles. 11 minutes to play. Badgers up 12. And Tavanian tries a three left side. No good. The rebound to McGee. Couple of missed opportunities for Bradley to get this to single digits. 58-46 Wisconsin. Here's McGee working off screens from Wall and Gilmore. Kamari pulls up, jump shooting, right elbow, no good. Rebound Hickman. Outlet to Zeke Montgomery. Takes it up the right sideline. Now a burst and a collision as McGee gets in there, and Montgomery is sent to the floor, and the foul is called on Kamari McGee. That'll be his second. As we have the under 11 media timeout. WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 10:38 remaining. Wisconsin 58, Bradley 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier Tri Clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. A final, Liberty 62, Villanova 57. So Liberty advances to the second round. This is the lower left portion of the bracket. We don't have regions here, we just say lower left. So Liberty will play either Wisconsin or Bradley. Right now, Wisconsin leads Bradley 58-46 with 10 minutes and 38 seconds remaining.
Liberty is coached, by the way, by Richie McKay, who was Tony Bennett's top assistant, top lieutenant for about 6 years. This is his second shift at Liberty, and they got one of the best players in college basketball, Ontarius McGee, who's been like the player of the year of the Atlantic Sun this year, not just last year, but 3 years in a row.
That's their 27th win this season. The Flames now 27-8.
Really,
yep.
Well, here, Badger fans, I know, are a little bit anxious because they've seen Wisconsin careless with the lead.
Yep.
237 without points for the Badgers, 208 for Bradley without scoring.
And Bradley, one of its last seven. Braves inbounding, Zeke Montgomery. Baseline left. Floats it into Jashawn Henry. Left foul line extended, back to Montgomery against Asijan. Now Mass with a shot fake from three. Gilmore picks him up. Mass trying to back. Backing in the lane, goes up left hand. Good and one. Gilmore the foul. Rink Mass now with 10 points. He has himself a double-double. 10 points, 10 rebounds, and a chance for a three-point play.
He's pretty clever. He knows where he wants to get on the floor. Is there spots on the floor? He's got that little left-handed shot he's pretty effective with.
10:28 to play as Bradley back to within 10. 58-48 Wisconsin. Mast 2-2 at the foul line. Mega 3-3 as he converts. And now it's single digits again. 58-49 Wisconsin. And a little three-quarters pressure from Bradley. McGee surveys, throws to a siege and darts it across the mid-stripe for Tyler Wall. Now Kamari out front for the Badgers. Throwing to Max Klesman high on the right. Bradley continues to mix up those defenses. Back to his zone now. Asijan bouncing the Wall at the left elbow. Feeds McGee left corner. Lets it fly. And that's off the side of the glass. No good. Rink Mass to the rebound. 10 minutes to play. 58-49 Wisconsin. Connor Hickman takes the dribble out front. Flips at the Mast at the top against Gilmore. Mast, couple of left-hand dribbles. Finds a curling Montgomery. And he got fouled by McGee. trying to chase him there on the curl. So Kamari has picked up three fouls in relatively short order. He will come out. Chucky Hepburn is back in. A quiet night for Chucky. He has four assists with just 3 points. 9:48 to play. Badgers up nine. Montgomery baseline left. Throws it into Hickman near the left corner. A pass for Jashaun Henry. Now Malavi Leons, top of the circle. He's with Klesman. Leons finds Hickman at the free throw line. A bounce right corner. Montgomery lets it fly for three. Missed it. Rebound Hepburn. 9.5 minutes to play. 58-49 Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Klesman. Max with 11 points in the game. Gives it up to Gilmore at the top of the circle. Gilmore sends to Wall, left wing. Wall against Henry. Tyler. Mid-post left, trying to back, runs it out to Max, fakes the three, right of the lane, darts it to Gilmore, seven to shoot. Gilmore hands off to Klesman. Leon's defending, four to shoot. Klesman fades, flips, right of the lane, air ball, caught weak side by Jashaun Henry. 9:04 to play, 58-49 Wisconsin. Hickman loops it into Mast. Left lane line, just inside the elbow. Single coverage from Carter Gilmore. Backing his mask. A dig from Asijan. A throw out to Montgomery. Let's go with three. Left of the circle, no good. Leon's the rebound. Knocked free by Hepburn. Ball is loose. And it's Klesman coming up with it. Finds Asijan. A three in the air. Gets blocked. And it's saved underneath by Mast. Ill-advised shot by Connor Asijan. And it remains just a nine-point lead for Wisconsin with 8.5 minutes to play. 58-49, the Badgers. Wall deflects a pass. Tyler runs it down. Right of the lane, Wall to the rim, and he gets fouled by Jashaun Henry. Tyler Wall coming up with another big steal, and he'll go to the foul line for two shots.
Greg Gard barking some instructions at Connor Asijan, like, I never want to see that again.
It's what happens when you're trying to do anything you can to get going. Connor, 1 of 10 from the floor, 0 of 5 from the three-point line. Sometimes you just try a little too hard. Tyler Wall at the foul line. First free throw is in the air and no good. Stephen Crowell will be coming back in for Wisconsin, in for Gilmore. Tabanayan, Hannah coming back in. Duke Dean as well. Montgomery, Hickman, and Rink Mast will sit down. Badgers up 9, 8:24 to play. Second free throw for Wall in the air. Good. A split for Tyler. 59-49 Wisconsin. 8 minutes and 20 seconds remaining. Duke Dean across half court against Hepburn. Right hand toss for Hannah. Gets it back to Dean between the circles. Dean with a feed for Hannah, left of the lane. Wall picks him up. Hannah low on the left, up left hand. Air ball caught underneath by Stephen Crowell. Good low post D from Tyler Wall. 8 minutes remaining. 10-point lead, Wisconsin. Hepburn throwing to Klesman, right sideline. Loops it into Wall, trying to spin to the baseline. And Henry staggered, a feed to Crowell. Low on the left, slam dunk. It counts and a foul. Make it a 31-point game for Stephen Crowell.
Pretty impressive play by Tyler Waldo, wasn't it? To
yes,
set up
it was.
For the dunk.
That was a sweet-looking dime. The first assist of the night for Tyler Wall as we have a timeout on the floor from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 7:52 to play. Wisconsin 61, Bradley 49. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
How does it like tonight's Old Dominion best in the game? I don't know, Mike, what do you think?
I got to think about it. Can we just put it off a little bit?
Steven Crowell, career high 31 points, 5 of 6 from long range. Was he at 3 dunks or 4?
Who was complaining that he doesn't dunk it enough?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, I was.
Yeah, and then he did. Once and twice and 3 times. 8 rebounds for Big Stevie. Old Dominion Freight Line, where he's hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. We're going with that a little earlier than normal, but we tell you there is still time and work to be done as Crowell will step to the foul line. 7:52 to play. This bad boy far from over. Wisconsin 61, Bradley 49.
Again, to reiterate, what a great feed, though, by Tyler Wall.
That was.
Drew the double and then made the pass to Crowell for the dunk.
And he had Deshaun Henry staggered a bit. Crowell at the foul line. Free throw is in the air. It's good. He's 5 for 5 at the foul line. 62-49 Wisconsin. 7:50 to play. Badgers have led by as many as 14. The advantage 13 right now. Lyons, who was guilty of that foul on the crowd drunk, dunk. Here's Tavanian, goes into rink Mast, left of the lane. Mast backing on Wall, throws it out. Tavanian fakes the three. Now in the lane, the runner is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Wall. It'll belong to Bradley with 7:28 remaining.
With Tavanian, you almost settle for him shooting something inside the arc because he can get so hot outside the arc and has this year at times.
As you mentioned, pretty serviceable to say the least. 36% plus from long range. Tavanian with the ball right now. A pass to Duke Dean. Inside to Hannah, not looking for it. Lyons is there. He goes up, and he got fouled by Max Klesman.
It actually worked out for him.
It did. That was a shaky decision. But it as the ball bounces your way, Klesman called for the foul. And Malibu Lyons, who is a 78% foul shooter, just 4 points in the game, 1 of 8 for the field, 0 of 4 from distance. First free throw is good. And the lead down to 12 for Wisconsin, 7:20 to play. 2nd free throw coming up. Malibu Lyons, too long, no good. The rebound cleared away by Tyler Wall. 62-50 Wisconsin, 7:13 remaining. Max Klesman out high. Lyons defending. A throw to Connor Resegian. He's with Tavanian. Now Klesman left sideline. Back out to Crowell, who has 32 points tonight. Hands off to Resegian. Connor thought about it. Turned out a long three. Here's Wall. 5 to shoot. Wall right block. Darts it to Klesman. 3 to shoot. Max goes up. Got fouled. Got a ball fake. Got Lyons caught up in the air. Oh, that is just smart basketball. Max Klesman will go to the line for 3 shots.
And he did that to the best defensive player in the Missouri Valley, Lyons.
Yep, the defensive player of the year, the best defender on the best defensive team in the conference. So Klesman goes to the line where he is 3 of 5 tonight, 11 points in the game. First free throw is good for Max. Well documented, the Badgers have not gotten to the foul line a lot this season. Both of these teams with relatively low numbers in free throw attempts per game. The Badgers 14 free throw attempts coming into the game. 14 free throw attempts on average. Klesman missing the second. Badgers 13 of 18 at the foul line tonight. 12 points for Klesman. 63-50 Wisconsin. And the third attempt is good. 2 out of 3 for Max. 64-50 Wisconsin. 6:52 remaining. And here comes Zeke Montgomery for Bradley. Dribbles it up the middle through the center circle to the front court. High screen from Hannah, and a foul called on Klesman trying to work through it. Or no, check the illegal screen. Yeah, they did. They did call the illegal screen there. At first, the way he was motioning, I thought they were going to get Max for trying to fight over it.
I know you've got me conditioned over the years, and rightly so, not to say anything about officials, and yeah. I'm okay with that, but I'll go Andy North there. That was a bad call.
It was. And Brian Wardle would agree with that. And that's the fifth foul on Darius Hannah. He'll finish with 6 points. 6:40 remaining. 64-50, Wisconsin. Crowell, right of the circle, throwing to Hepburn of the right wing. Chucky, baseline right, the drive, and a pass deflected. The Seagen will let it go out of bounds. It was last touched by Bradley with 15 on the shot clock.
Hepburn just can't get much space.
No, he can't.
It made it even tougher because he's not physically probably where he wants to be, and that's just the problem he's going to have to deal with.
Yeah, he's just maintenance, just trying to get him as game ready as possible. Here's Crowell, heat check, three in the air, back rim no good. Rebound Zeke Montgomery. 6:20 to play, 64-50. Wisconsin, Montgomery, left foul line extended, hits the jumper off the dribble, and Zeke Montgomery has 12. 64-52, Wisconsin, 6:07 to play. Little backcourt resistance from Bradley. Hepburn loops it across half court for Klesman. 6 minutes to play, 12-point lead for the Badgers. Bradley back to the zone. Here's Hepburn throwing to Asijan. Left corner three, there it is. Lid is off. Connor Asijan with a triple from the left pocket. 67-52, Wisconsin. And Montgomery tries a three, left of the circle, no good. Rebound tip from Klesman to Crowell. 5:38 remaining. And Klesman felt it. Here's Hepburn trying a three, right side, back rim, no good. Malibu Leon's the rebound. 5:30 to play, 67-52, Wisconsin. 15-point lead, biggest of the night. Duke Dean tries a three, good from right of the circle. Dean with eight. 67-55, Wisconsin, 5:15 remaining. Klesman high on the right, finds Crowell at the right elbow, feeds Hepburn top of the circle. Chucky darts at the Crowell at the free throw line, inside feed, caught by Wall, back to Crowell, 10-footer in the lane, good. 34 for Stephen Crowell. 69-55, Wisconsin. 4:55 to play, Duke Dean outside right. Dean along the right sideline. Dean goes into Mass, bobbles it, tapped it to himself, and then he got fouled by Tyler Wall as Rink Mast went to the floor. Foul on Wall will be his fourth.
One thing with Stephen Crowell, he's shown a bit of his full arsenal tonight, too, with a variety of different shots.
Yeah, hitting them at every levels. Dunks, threes, and a little mid-range there a moment ago. Carter Gilmore will come in for Tyler Wall. And Rink Mast with a 1-1 on team foul number 7. He missed the front end. Klesman the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:38 to play, 69-55 the Badgers. Klesman takes it between the circles, throwing to Hepburn to the right side, into Crowell. Crowell with 34 tonight, darts across court for a siege and baseline left, and he got fouled by Duke Dean. Trying to force Asijan to step on that baseline. Couldn't do it. Dean picked up the foul. And a 1-1 coming up for Connor Asijan. That was team foul number 9 on Bradley.
You know, when I mentioned earlier that Stephen Crowell's kind of morphed into Frank Kaminsky, I wasn't being facetious as much as you might think.
Yeah.
When you take a look where Kaminsky was as a junior with his numbers and Crowell, I'm not going to take it any further than that, but this is the type of game we saw out of Kaminsky very often.
Yeah, including the school record 43-point game against North Dakota back in 2013. Crowell has 34. Front end of the 1-1 is good for a season. Brian Jones on Brian Wardle's staff. Brian Jones was the head coach at North Dakota. Free throw for a season is good. Connor hits them both, and it's 71-55, Wisconsin. 4:25 remaining. And here comes Duke Dean. Standing dribble at the center circle. He'll throw to Jashawn Henry, high on the right. He's with Gilmore. Henry fakes the handoff to Montgomery. Now it's Rink Mast trying to three, left side, and he splashed it. Link Mass with a triple. 71-58 Wisconsin. 4:05 remaining here at the Kohl Center. They show pressure, and now they release as Klesman will slow jog into the front court. With 4 minutes to play, Badgers up by 13. Klesman between the circles off a crowd screen, a hedge from Mass. Klesman right side, throwing to Hepburn between the circles. Now it's a Sejan high on the left. Sejan sends it to Gilmore. Gilmore hands it back to his Sejan. He'll flip a three. Left side, missed it, but he was fouled. Dean got him, and that's a three-shot foul. As the shot clock was getting late, so another three-shot foul coming up. Duke Dean barking a little bit at the Badger bench. Hepburn looking back. Cooler heads prevail here at the under four media timeout. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3 minutes, 42 seconds to play. Wisconsin 71, Bradley 58. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Three free throws coming up for Connor Sejan. 3 minutes and 42 seconds remaining here in Madison. Wisconsin 71, Bradley 58.
That was a good catch on your part. You think Brian Jones had like a nightmare, going through a nightmare?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've seen this movie.
Right, a seven-footer making threes like that?
Yeah, he was there for quite a while. He was a one-time Iowa assistant, but more than a decade the head coach at North Dakota. And, yeah, he was the head coach when Frank dropped 43 on North Dakota. Stephen Crow has 34 tonight and 9 rebounds.
I asked Crow, what is it, Stevie, Big Steve, or Stephen? He said, only one person calls me Stephen. You can guess who that is, his mother.
Of course.
Steve-O is another one.
Steve-O, yep. I guess we've been referring to him as Steven. I think tonight we'll just call him Sir.
It would be appropriate.
Connor Sejan at the free throw line, where he is 4-4 tonight. Badgers now 16 of 21 at the foul line. First free throw for Connor is good. This is well above average Badgers with the free throw attempts here tonight. Second free throw for Connors, straight through.
I think it's a real positive here in the second half for Sejan. Yeah, a little success scoring, right? It doesn't matter if it's from the floor or from the stripe.
See the ball go through the hoop, and he gets all three of them. And it's 74-58 Wisconsin with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. The winner will play Liberty. Liberty tonight defeated Villanova. The Badgers in control right now. Jashaun Henry right of the circle. Takes it top of the arc. Throws it to Rink Mast. Mast against Carter Gilmore. Mast starting to back. Backing left block. Fades. Flips. Off the rim. No. And a foul called on Crowell. There's apparently a little hip check there on Jashaun Henry. second foul on Mr. Crowell.
That would have been his double-double rebound, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Robbed. A 1-1 here for Jashaun Henry, who is an 0-for at the foul line tonight. He is 0-for-3, and the front end is no good, and the rebound tipped from Crowell to Max Klesman. It remains 74-58, Wisconsin with 3:15 remaining. It's Carter Gilmore, hands off to Esiegen. This was Zeke Montgomery. Esiegen a pass to Hepburn. Hepburn off a Crowell screen. Hepburn right of the lane. Chucky still on the dribble. Hickman defends. 8 to shoot. Hepburn now to Crowell. Thought about it. Hands off to Klesman. A hedge from Rink Mast. Here's Klesman burying a 3 from right of the circle. And the Badgers have pulled away. 77-58, Wisconsin, 2:42 remaining. The ball is Mast. Hands off to Montgomery in the right corner. Dribbles to the wing, a feed for Henry, slips it into Mass, lost it, knocked out of bounds, last touch by Crowell. And now Malibu Leons will come in for Jashaun Henry. 16 to shoot, 2:33 to play, 77-58 Wisconsin. Tavanian inbounding, baseline right into Mast. Mast driving, running, left-hander blocked by Gilmore, and Carter comes down with it. Oh, another rejection for Carter Gilmore. 2:22 to play, 77-58, Wisconsin. Hepburn will pound the dribble left of the center circle against Montgomery. Badgers can be very deliberate here offensively. A hedge from Mast on the screen. Chucky throws it to Gilmore. Left of the lane, back to Chucky. At the top, right lane line. Hooks it out to Gilmore. Open three, left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Bradley with a minute 59 to play.
I think his teammates were kind of hoping Gilly would sink that three to reward him for the work at the other end of the
block
shot.
Yeah, they were trying. They were trying. A minute 59 to play, 77-58 Wisconsin. Hepburn baseline right, inbounds to Crowell. Back to Chucky on the right side. And the Badgers will work the clock. 12 to shoot, a minute 52 to play. Hepburn high on the right. Chucky against Mast. Now Hepburn tries a three. Right of the circle, thuds off the back rim, no good. Hickman the rebound, looped it ahead to Zeke Montgomery. Now finds Leons into Mast, low on the left, bobbled it, went down and got it, knocked away, foul is called. Badgers had him surrounded, and the foul is assessed to Chucky Hepburn. That'll be his third, and the team's 8th, make it 9th. A minute 36 to play, 77-58 Wisconsin. And Rink Mast will go to the free throw line. He has 14 points, 12 rebounds, 3 of 4 at the foul line. The 1-1 is in the air. In and out, no good. Max Klesman secures the rebound. 90 seconds to play. Badgers up by 19. Klesman right side of the front court. Now by Leons defending. Klesman being harassed a bit by Leons, the Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year. Shot clock is at 10. Klesman continues to rock the dribble. Klesman right of the circle. Makes the three, gives it to Crowell, hands it back to Max. 4 to shoot. Klesman to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper off the rim, no good. And a foul is called. It's going to go against Leons. It looks like Bradley and Stephen Crowell will go to the line for two shots as the Badgers are in the double bonus.
In the second half alone, Crowell has 15 points on 6 of 7 from the field. Klesman has 13 points on 5 of 7 from the floor.
That'll work. Isaac Lindsay ready to check in for Wisconsin. Crowell with the first free throw. It is good. I'll tell you, the foul shooting has been a struggle for Big Stevie this year, but he has been on point tonight. 6 of 6. Lindsay in, Hepburn out. Chris Hodges getting ready to check in. 35 points for Crowell. Second free throw good. Make it 36. And he'll call it a night with that. And a standing ovation for Stephen Crowell. A 36-point game.
We both talked about the need for Crowell to come out tonight and kind of make up for the way he played against Ohio State, but I think he exceeded all of our expectations.
I think he did.
Just a tad. What a game.
Justin Taphorn, Marcus Ilver in there. 1 minute to play, 79-58 Wisconsin. Connor Hickman driving left of the lane, goes to the cup, slam dunk. Connor Hickman, he has 6. And they are pressing. Inbounds pass to Esiejan, 79-60 Wisconsin. And Hickman all over Esiejan, and he fouls him at the mid-stripe. So Esiejan will get a chance to add to his point total. He'll go to the line for two. He is 7-for-7 at the foul line, 12 points in the game.
So I looked up the Kaminsky game, the 43.
Yeah.
It was 16 of 19,
mm-hmm.
6-of-6 from the three-point line, 5-of-6 from the free throw line.
So tonight, Stephen Crowell, 36 points, 12-of-16, 5-of-7 from deep, 7-of-7 at the foul line.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it's something else. And assistant coach Brian Jones of Bradley saying, get me out of here. First free throw good for Esiejan. As now both coaches clearing the bench. Isaac Gard, Ross Candelino in there. 49.9 seconds to play. 80-60 Wisconsin. On opening night, the Badgers had 85 in regulation against South Dakota. And this is second time in regulation they've hit that total. As Esiejan hits both free throws, he'll come out as Isaac Gard, the head coach's son, will come in.
And make no mistake about it, Bradley's a good defensive team.
Yeah, the best in the Missouri Valley Conference. 81-60 Wisconsin. Pop Weathers to the front court. Now to Gonar Billu is... They're clearing their bench is Brian Wardle, and a foul is called off the ball. How can you? It's called on Isaac Gard. It's his first. 39.4 to play, 81-60 Wisconsin. Gonar Billu, junior from Des Moines, will come in. First free throw is good for Billu. We'll have a chance to talk to Mr. Crowell here at the conclusion of this game, which is happening quickly. 39.4 to play, 81-61 Wisconsin. Ballou hits the first free throw. One more coming. On the way, and good. He hit them both. 81-62 Wisconsin. And Wardle is called off the press as Isaac Lindsay with 35 points brings it up. Come on, Isaac. Outside left, here's Gard. Top of the circle, throws to Hodges, gives off to Lindsay. A feed for Ilver, throws it back to Ross Candelino, freshman out of Jacksonville, Florida. Into Ilver, left of the lane. Ilver starts to bat. Ilver, mid-post left. Pivots, up right hand, rattles out, no good. Rebound, tip to Pop Weathers with 13 seconds to play. 81-62, Wisconsin. Weathers throwing to Christian Davis, a feed right corner. Now Davis, right side, tries a three. Off the rim, no good. Candelino, the rebound. He'll dribble out the clock, and the Badgers advance to round two on Sunday as Wisconsin will take on Liberty.
I think everybody here wondered how Wisconsin would handle being in the NIT and not the NC2A. We talked about it in our pregame. You have to want to be here. You want to take advantage of this opportunity. It's a chance to play more basketball. It's a chance to wipe out the taste in your mouth you had from the first half against Ohio State and Chicago. But we got an early answer on exactly where the mindset was with this Wisconsin basketball team. We saw it in the first half. They wanted to be here. The results just bore it out, didn't they, the way they played.
And credit to both, because Bradley played like it wanted to be here, too. Remember, this was a team that won its regular season championship, got to the title game of the conference tournament in a one-bid league. The NCAA bid came down to that. They fell short to Drake. But, you know, they came out here and did what they could as well. But the Badgers, 19 points better tonight as Wisconsin defeats Bradley, 81-62, as we are joined courtside by Stephen Crowell. You're up, sir. Did you feel, it's safe to say you felt pretty good early? You were able to get some stuff done inside, yeah. And then it just went on from there, huh?
Oh, for sure. Seeing a couple go down early and then knocking down those free throws. Obviously, the three started to feel good, so I kept shooting and it kept going in. So, no, it was nice to see a couple going. I know I've been struggling this season, so to see those fall was good.
You've put in a lot of extra work with your free throw shooting. Is it nice to finally have it pay off?
No, for sure. Just the first thing is just getting to the line. Getting to the line is the first thing, and then obviously see them go down. Once you see the first couple go down, you start to get in a little rhythm, and then moves back beyond the three-point line, and then you start hitting everything, and that's how it goes.
So when you banked in that three, yeah. That's when you knew it was your night,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's when I knew I had to keep shooting, though. Once that one went in, that's when I kind of knew it was a good night.
Give us an idea of the mindset in that locker room before you came out for this game? It's not the NCAA tournament, it's the NIT. What was that work?
We were just grateful we got to have the opportunity to keep playing. There's a lot of teams that wish they would be playing right now. A lot of season teams are over. As we see, their season's over now. We didn't want to be them. So just a chance to play another game with these guys. We were all bought in, and hopefully we can keep winning.
All right. Congrats, man. We'll see you Sunday against Liberty. Congratulations.
Appreciate you guys. Take care, man.
Steven Crowell joining us. A 36-point night, a career high for Big Stevie, leading the way as the Badgers defeat the Bradley Braves 81-62. Mike and I are back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, the Badgers advanced to round two of the NIT. They will host Liberty on Sunday. Specific details coming hopefully sooner than later. Just assume it'll be a Sunday night game against Liberty as the Badgers knock off Bradley tonight, 81-62. Steven Crowell with 36 points. Denied that double-double. He had 9 boards, but that's pretty close, Mike, to pitching a perfect game, what Stevie did tonight.
7 of 7 from the free throw line. And we heard from Crowell how important that was just to get him jump-started, to make some early free throws, because he knows he's not as bad as the numbers would reflect from the stripe. I mean, he's 60% coming in. He's starting to turn around. He had made 5 of his last 6 before tonight's game, 6 of his last 8. So I think it's starting to build his confidence a little bit, shooting the free throws. And then once you make some free throws, feel a little bit more confident going out to that arc and taking shots.
Yeah, Badgers were 23 of 28 at the foul line tonight, as opposed to 7 of 14 for Bradley. The teams matched in buckets, 25 apiece. Badgers 8 of 25 from 3. Bradley 5 of 25 from 3. Badgers end up with 3 in double figures outside of Stevie's 36. Max Klesman at 16. Connor Assijan 14. 9 of those 14 coming at the foul line. Connor was 9 of 9 at the stripe. Rink Mass with 14, Zeke Montgomery with 12 to lead the way for Bradley.
I thought the way that Klesmet played in the second half, especially early on, just taking the ball to the rim, scored on his first 3 shots, all drives, layups, just kind of set the tone a little bit for Wisconsin, didn't you? I mean, it's a 5-point game at halftime.
Yeah.
And then Klesmet just came out so aggressive. And I think that rubs off. It's contagious with all of his teammates.
And I think you brace for another close game, right?
Yes, you do.
And this is a game where you could actually relax down the last few minutes anyway. Wisconsin, a winner over Bradley tonight, 81-62. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Save big on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Update your home's exterior with Atlas Roofing Products. Atlas shingles are built for beauty, durability, and value in mind. They also come with a lifetime warranty. Castlebrook, Briarwood, and Pinnacle shingles are all 11% off and ready to take home today. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Bradley tonight 81-62. Wisconsin ends up 43% from the field, 32% from deep, 82% at the free throw line. Felt like they were shooting a higher percentage, but they get those dry spells, sometimes some quick jacks in there, but they were certainly good enough. And Bradley tonight 41% from the field and just 5 of 23 from long range and 7 of 14 at the foul line.
We talked about it a couple of times during the broadcast that one of the keys was holding down Leons and Mast. And Mast wound up with 14, but he didn't make a whole lot of noise early. Got into a little bit of foul trouble, picked up two early fouls. Leons never really got it into any type of shooting rhythm. Mm-hmm. And that was critical to the success of Wisconsin in stifling the Bradley offense, because he's been such a key factor in what they've done this year. In fact, in one game, he had 32 points. So he's had that type of scoring ability. Not that he scores in the 30s or the 20s that often, but he's has been a consistent scorer all year until tonight.
Hey, you get this big night from Stephen Crow, and then certainly the second half effort from Max Klesman. You know, Chucky Hepburn picked up those two fouls in the first half, and that limited his minutes. He ended up with 3 points in the game. Tyler Wall is scary. He took an awkward fall and for a time was in the locker room, was on the bike in the first half, and then limited work here for Tyler. He had 3 points in the game, but he did come back and play. So it was, you kind of hold your breath the way he went down there and was grimacing, but he played through it, and the Badgers get to play again on Sunday.
And I thought Wall really helped Crowell in some of those instances where he'd set up Stephen Crowell. The double would come to Wall, and he'd make a nice pass inside to Crowell for dunks. And that was another aspect of Crowell's game tonight. He was dunking the ball. He missed one early on, and that has seemingly been kind of a trend at times in various games this year where close range, he's got caught between maybe laying it up and dunking the ball. Mm-hmm. Tonight, he dunked it when he had a chance.
And that confidence, you could just see it growing, right? So they got him going early in the game, and then he started hitting threes, started making the free throws, and started feeling real good about everything. And that was a good thing. 36 points for Stephen Crowell here tonight as the Badgers defeat Bradley 81-62. When we continue, we'll take a check of the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 19. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 46. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
So we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home, Jim. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a large Midwest-based company of over 300 stores and 650 certified service centers. From Detroit to Madison, from Chicago to Marquette, when it comes to friendly, professional service, name-brand product availability, and everyday low prices, we've got you covered. Quality, product, service, and the auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. Now that's your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. And thank you for shopping locally.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figured this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers from you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Wisconsin a winner over Bradley tonight, 81-62, so the Liberty Flames out of the A's Sun will come. Mike, you talked about him a little bit. Darius McGee, just a terrific player. Yeah, 23 points, about 23 points per game. He'll distribute about 3 assists per game. Kyle Rohde, really good as well, a double-digit scorer, they have multiple guys who can distribute the basketball. And I'm just taking a quick glance at their season stats. They guard you. Another one of those teams coming into the Kohl Center.
And it goes back to Richie McKay,
yep,
who was Tony Bennett's associate head coach at Virginia before going back to Liberty. And this McGee, I don't remember the specific number, but I think he's got over 150 triples this year.
He does, as a matter of fact. 153 going into tonight's game, and it's a good clip. What's really good there is he's 41%. So it's, you know, not 153 out of 1,000. It was 153 out of 372. So that's they've got multiple guys, because it's college basketball, right? Most teams that are pretty good have multiple guys who can hit the three, but they've got three of them who are 40% plus, three of them with an ample sample size. If you're counting at all, they have a fourth with a smaller sample size who's a 40% three-point shooter. So as a team of 38%, so they're dangerous.
It's a bit of a surprise to some people, only because Villanova is finally healthy. They've had problems all season long,
they
right?
They did. They had a couple of guys out tonight, okay. I believe, though, and that hurt them.
And so continuity, again, strikes.
Yeah, it does. And good for Liberty. Again, one of those teams that doesn't get a whole lot of run, but it's a team that's really good, and Badger fans will have a chance to see them come into town on Sunday night. Wisconsin advances with an 81-62 win against Bradley. We'll have more in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 19. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 46. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered showers. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 37. Overcast skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow Thursday night through Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 26.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. There are police photos out of cars flipped onto their sides on bridges in San Francisco because of just how windy it is. Thousands are without electricity, and one high-rise downtown had windows falling out down to the ground. San Francisco Fire Captain Jonathan Baxter.
Currently, we have confirmed that we have glass that has separated from its frame on the 43rd floor of a 52-story high-rise and is falling to the ground below.
Snow and ice is the problem in the Northeast, and it'll keep going through tomorrow. WGME-TV's Owen Kingsley is in Kennebunk in Maine.
We did happen to see on the interstate a